Okay, tonight is Monday night, November 12th, or Gimel Kislev. This is the Gemara, Monday night Gemara Shir. We're on Sukkah, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Rabotai. We started the Mishnah last week on the top of Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, and basically we learned the second half of the Mishnah, and tonight we're going to learn the first half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Sukkah ha-meduvleles u'shetzilsa meruba mechamsa shera. A sukkah which is meduvleles, and a sukkah whose shade exceeds the sun is kshera. So, the Gemara, it's the Rashi says, just look in the Gemara. So the Gemara will quote a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. And the way I want to do this, in order to appreciate what Shmuel is going to say, we first have to fully comprehend what Rav has to say and check the Gemara's comment on Rav, because it will be crystallized. Once we understand what Rav says, we can appreciate how our Shmuel disagrees. So the Gemara asks, "My miduv lelet, Amar Rav, sukkah aniya, a sukkah, literally a poor sukkah that does not have much schach, and there are a lot of gaps, plenty of air gaps. The only thing that you have to be careful is that there is not one gap of three tefachim or more. Because should there be a gap of three tefachim, that would disqualify the sukkah based on the halacha that avir posel begimel tefachim." Very nice. So, that's what the Gemara says. If you analyzed this particular halacha, what question would you ask? What question would you ask? What? What's the chiddush? What halacha is being communicated in this Mishnah according to Rav that we haven't heard five times already in the past? The fact that you need, that you cannot have more than a gap of what? Of three tefachim? The Gemara stated that 6,000 times. Plus, one has to realize that the second phrase of the Mishnah, ushitzilsa meruba mechamsa, is really part of the first case. There is only one case, according to Rav in the Mishnah. A sukkah hamiduv leles, ushitzilsa meruba mechamsa. A sukkah that does not have a lot of schach on it, but that's okay, provided that there is sufficient schach to generate what? To generate more shade than sun. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. So now, what question would you ask again? Ma'isa mashmalon, what is the grace of chiddush? We've seen that in the very first Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah. The first Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah said, if you have a sukkah where the sunlight exceeds the shade, the sukkah is possible. That's what the Mishnah said. So by inference, if you take calculus GE, you can figure out that if it has more shade than that, the sukkah is kosher. So this would be the grace of chidush of Rav to let me know that if I don't have a lot of schach and there is more shade than sunlight, that the sukkah is kosher. What exactly is he adding? So I'll just read Shmuel's opinion just for a basis of comparison, and you will see that Shmuel has a fantastic chiddush. Ushmuel amar, kone ole v'konor yore. Shmuel says that the case is not talking about that you have a poor sukkah, but the sukkah is constructed in a very odd fashion. Instead of having all of the schach on the same plane, there is some schach that is up and some that are down. It goes up and down, up and down. So what? But the chiddush is that the way the sukkah is constructed now, there is more sun than shade. Based on the way the sun appears, with the schach up and down, there is more shade, there is more sun than shade. So why should the sukkah be kasher? Because the chiddush of Shmuel is that you enter Mr. Rogers' world of make-believe, and you make believe that the schach, which is on the upper level, is it has been lowered, and now will be on one same plane, and that if the sukkah were to be constructed in such a fashion, there would be more shade than sunlight. So that indeed represents a tremendous chiddush. Yes, we'd have to explain it, and we're not ready to understand what Shmuel says yet. But at least you see the novel interpretation of the Mishnah according to Shmuel. This particular halacha according to Shmuel has never been touched. We never came across that you should have a sukkah where the schach is on two different levels. That in itself would have been enough of a different case. Plus, the way the case is right now, there is more sunlight than shade. But if I were to imagine that I could lower the upper level schach and put it down to the same level, that would have created more shade than sun, that is perfectly okay. So there is a tremendously different case in the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, it's a brand new chet. Again, I'm not looking to discuss Shmuel yet. Not looking to discuss Shmuel yet. I want, yeah.
Do we always conclude that the ratio of schach, this airspace, is on the top, is conclusive in terms of whether still some of the room is hamas or not?
Of course not. That's exactly what the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say, is the chiddush of our Mishnah. So if you'll give me Legasine and Keshela, 2 minutes, that's why I said, in order to appreciate what Rav is saying, we have to see how the Gemara is going to attack Rav. And once it crystallizes its principle, we can understand Rav, and then we can understand the Machlokes. So you'll have to go to Chof Beis Amid Beis for a minute. Because the Gemara does not discuss Rav right away. The Gemara gets bogged down on Shmuel for the next omud and a half, and it'll be ludicrous to me to talk about Shmuel when I don't know what Rav is talking about. Yes. That's correct.
So let's come back, let's revert. His chiddush is here, Rashi says, Yitzchak HaKana Ma'at. He's saying is that there is some creation out there called a new development, sukkah. Alright? It's some creation. That because of the nature of the sukkah, this is not sufficient enough.
Okay, but where have we ever seen any place thus far that there is a minimum requirement of the number of pieces of schach that you've had? We've only seen one thing, is halach and shade. Mm-hmm. No? If you have shade. Yeah? No, he wants to illustrate his case. What is the case? The Mishnah gives the case of sukkah meduvleles. That's not Rav's fault. Rav is just explaining what the word meduvleles means. So we all turn to Rav and say, that's a very nice interpretation, but what is the Mishnah adding to our understanding if you are correct that the word meduvleles means sukkah aniyah? What is it adding?
Maybe the Mishnah says that it's only kosher to the end.
No, because the first Mishnah says, the lashon of the first Mishnah is, it says, Ushechamse meruba mitzvos
apsula. So, if it satisfies the criteria of having more shade than the sun,
then it's kshera.
Well,
it is kashu l'chatchila.
According to
the Rav's explanation. Okay. So you want to say that that's what Rav is saying, that it's kashu l'chatchila. even though he used this expression, which is only b'di'evet. Yeah?
The parallel that I was thinking of
hold on. Exact. Good. That's going to be Tysus's Kash on Rashi. So give me an excellent question. I know you cheated, but that's okay. No problem. It's not a problem. To prepare a cheat is fine. Not a problem. In fact, you want to give the share, it's okay with me. I don't mind watching my voice. I was Shabbos, I couldn't talk at all. I could just gotten back.
Are you saying that you want to wait until later to talk about
Spot Steps? Yes, because I don't want to talk about it all now, because we will have no idea what Shmuel is reacting to until we see what the Chiddush of Rav is. Once I can pinpoint the Chiddush of Rav, it is easy for me to identify where Shmuel is coming from. But until we know what Rav is saying, Shmuel is out there in a vacuum. Trust me, I went through this sugya, and I have a reason why I'm doing it this way. I'm not crazy. So please now go to Chaf Beis Amud Beis, about two-thirds of the way down, where the Gemara says, "Ushitzilsa meruva mechamsa ksheva." So the Gemara is going to ask an unusual question. The Mishnah says that if there is more shade than sunlight, it's kasher. Inference, ha, ki hadadi psula. What happens if it's exactly 50-50? 50% shade, 50% sunlight. Based on the fact that the Mishnah makes a statement that you must have more shade, therefore you must come to the conclusion that 50-50 must be possible. Fine. Asks the Gemara, for Hatnan be'idach perkin, we learned in the first mission of the Masechta, Ushechamsa meruba meitzilsa psula. There the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, did not say you need more shade. The Mishnah said that if there is more sunlight than shade, it's possible. Inference, that if there isn't more sunlight, if it's exactly equal, it would be kosher. Ha ki adadi ksheira. So which one is it? What exactly is the halacha? Is it more sunlight pasuls or more shade kashis? Which exactly is the criteria? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Kan milmala, kan milmata. Kan milmala, kan milmata. What exactly does this mean? Is subject to machloikis, as usual. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi, kan numala, kan numata. Says Rashi, ha didaitina, that which we just inferred, ki hadadi psula, that if there is exactly 50% sunlight, 50% shade, it's possible, that's lima'ala koi. That's if there is exactly 50% of the airspace is covered and 50% of the airspace is open. Then you will know that what? That down below, Rashi will say, there's going to be, here says Rashi says, psula. Kishiyesh ben kana lekana kim lo kana, afilu mitzumtzam psula. Lefi shachamas ha'avir nira ba'aretz rachba harbe minatzel shel tzach. So what's happening here is as follows. That if there is exactly 50% of what? 50% sunlight and 50% shade, then you know for a fact that if you look at it from the perspective up above, something is wrong. Something is lacking. What's lacking? I can't notice the absolute grove up on the top. Because of the fact, Rashi will say, that sunlight the further it goes, diffuses into a greater area. So if you have exactly, thank you, if you have 50% sunlight, 50% shade on the bottom, what does that mean? That how much shade and how much sunlight is up on the top? No, more sunlight. If you have 50, if you have exactly 50 cc on the bottom, that means that there is less on the top. Less, so there is less shade on the top. Good. And nonetheless, it's only 50%. 50% on the floor is shade. 50% on the floor is sun. So once you know that down on the floor is exactly 50%, then you know up above is what? There's really more sun than there is shade.
When you say cut it off, you mean the
schach? Yes, or the amount of schach that would be causing sufficient shade.
But we don't care about the shade that's in our sun.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan, that's going to be a question. First, let's see what he said. That says Rashi, if you have exactly 50-50 below, then you can assume that if you now look at it from the perspective of above, you're going to have less than 50% shade and more than 50% sunlight. However, if you have, right, If you have more than what? 50% up on the top of shade, then certainly what are you going to have below? More than 50% below. Again, let's read it again inside in Rashi. Let's read it in Rashi. Kishiyesh ben kone lekone kimlo kone.
It's 50-50 on top.
It's 50-50 on top. You have a beam, an empty space. How much is that empty space? The exact same width as the beam itself. Afilu mitzumtzum, even if it's exactly 50-50, then the sukkah is puzzle. Why? Lefi shechamas ha'avir nireit ba'aretz rechava harba min atzel. Because the sunlight will diffuse.
You say diffuse, we'll get to a broader space.
A broader space on the bottom. We'll get to a broader space on the bottom. So if there is more area covered on, if there's exactly 50 on the top, rest assured that on the bottom, there cannot be more than 50% shade.
But if it's 50-50 on the bottom.
Right.
Less than 50% sun on top.
Right.
Yes.
Less than what? Less than
50%
sun.
More than 50% shade.
Right.
That's 50-50 on the bottom.
Correct.
Okay. That's
what
we want.
Yeah, but you said, okay.
That's what we want.
Right.
Okay. If it's 50-50 on the bottom, then what?
More
shade on the top.
Right.
Correct. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Let's read it again inside. The hard daikinon ki hadadi sheira, that which we said that what? That if it's exactly 50-50, it is kosher. Nokat shiure milmata. There I looked at it from what perspective? From what perspective? From the bottom. Shemat shechama v'tzeil shoven. Sunlight and shade were equal. Biyadua. You know for a fact that if there is 50-50 shade on the floor, then up there, there's got to be more than 50% covering. There's got to be more than 50% schach up there. Covering, there's more gaps closed than there are what? Open spaces. That's what Rashi says. So again, it depends what perspective you're looking at it from. If it's exactly 50-50 on the top, if when you look at 50-50, so the Mishnah would say that if it's 50-50, it's puzzle. We didn't examine the 50-50 puzzle. It examined it up on top. And if it was on the top, it was exactly 50% covered and 50% open, the sukkah would be possible. Because if it was covered on the top 50% and open on the top 50%, guaranteed that on the bottom, what's there going to be? What's on it? However, the Mishnah which said that 50-50 is exactly kosher, 50% shade, 50% sun, is from the perspective of the ground level. Now you know for a fact that if there is 50% shade on the ground, 50% sun on the ground, you know that what's up above must be more covered area creating shade than open area which would allow sunlight. That's the way Rashi learns. That's correct. And that's exactly what the Rabbeinu Tam's question, there are going to be two questions, which, exactly. Yeah?
This is really all very difficult to really conceptualize, because the way you would have normally thought is that what you're trying to measure is how much schach is there compared to gas. I mean, that's the instinctive way. To start calculating how much shade is thrown on the floor or wherever, based on what is up there, can you really tell? Normally, you sit in a sukkah and all you see light. I mean, you've got light on the ground. By the time the light reaches the ground, it's so diffused that you're not really sensing whether there's shade, there's alternating shade. You can't even tell where the shade starts and the light begins on the ground.
Well,
but it's very easy to measure.
You can if the sun is directly above you.
Even if it's directly above you, if you've got bamboo stick, by the time it reaches the ground, the light is so diffused that you can't really see shade and
okay,
and
so that's Tosis's point. If by the time it reaches the ground level, it's at least 50% shade, then you know for a fact that up and above there is more airspace covered than airspace that's open. So Marvin really hit the nail on the head. We will ask Rashi now, what exactly is the standard that we are looking for? Rashi seems to give us two different standards. One is a function of shade versus sunlight. And what's the other definition? What's the other definition? How much air space of the schach is covered. How much air space of the roof is covered.
Which is what you know.
Where have we ever found such a halacha? That we have to make sure that the airspace of the roof should be at least 50% covered. Have we ever come in contact with such a halacha? And is there such a halacha? Rashi seems to be saying that one Mishnah creates such a halacha, and the other one says, there is no such halacha. There is no such halacha. Why? Because if you have up on the top, exactly 50% of the airspace covered. 50% of the airspace is covered. Rashi says that sukkah is possible. Why is that sukkah possible? Why is that sukkah possible? Because, why? Because there won't be enough sand. Right? Because there'll be more shade. So what's the deficiency? There'll be more sun. What's the deficiency in that case? What's the deficiency? That the shade, that there's too much sun on the bottom. So now, if I am going to tell me that the Mishnah demands that there be only shade, more shade on the ground, who cares if the more shade is created as a result of what? As a less? Who cares? So what? Who cares if the airspace on the top is less than 50% covered? What's it bother me? As long as what? The ground level has more shade than sunlight, it would be okay. What do I need the next step of Rashi? What did Rashi say? Why is it that if there is more shade on the ground, or 50%, why is it if there's 50% shade on the ground level, it's okay? Because then I know that what exists more than 50%? The more schach. Since when do I need 51% schach? Where have I ever seen that there was a requirement that my sukkah will be covered by 51% schach. Up until now, we've only seen one thing. That in the area in which you sit, there's got to be more shade than sunlight. That's all. Or there cannot be more sunlight than shade. How did Rashi introduce this new category that there is a second level of kashering a sukkah? That in addition to what? Having more shade down on the ground, I now have to verify through scientific analysis that if there is more shade on the ground, I know definitively that what? That what? That up on the top more than 50%. That's one kasha that Tosfos asks. That Rashi seems to be introducing a second criteria which we've never heard of before. Just give me one more second. A second question which the Rabbeinu Tam asks, somebody quote, who do you quote the Gemara? We pass in throughout Shabbat that Parutz Ke'omeid is Mutter. Parutz Ke'omeid is Mutter. What does Parutz Ke'omeid Mutter mean? I described this briefly last week. When you make a fence, right, for Shabbos purposes, to create a wall around your property, you don't have to have a solid wall like this mechitza. All you got to do is put poles in. But there is another criteria that what? That if you were to examine all of the open area, and if the parutz would be meruba al ha'omeid, if there is more open gap than what? Than closed area, that disqualifies. But the halakha is, if it's exactly 50-50, parutz ke'omeid, if the open spaces are exactly equivalent to what? To the closed space. Says Tosfos, says Rabbeinu Tam, Chol HaTorah Kula, we pass in, it's okay. It constitutes a mechitza. Therefore asks the Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi, why do you, Rashi, have to tell me that what? That if there is 50-50 shade on the ground, what do you know for a fact is 100% upstairs? What do you know for a fact is upstairs? More. I don't need more covered area. Even if you, Rashi, were correct in assuming that what? That there is such a halakha. That you have to have airspace covered. But what's the maximum percent of airspace coverage that we need? Only 50%. So why did Rashi have to tell us that if there is 50-50 shade on the floor, up on the top is at least 51% covered? Who needs that? Why does it have to be 51%? If you already believe that there is a halakha, that there is a demand that a sukkah be covered on top, based on the halakha, parutz ke'omeid, we should not demand 51% coverage. How much should we demand? 50%. That's all. That's a question which the Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi. And all Rishonim ask this question on Rashi. All Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rush tries to defend Rashi and claim that the halacha parutz ka'ome has no halacha here, it's halacha in defanos, it has nothing to do with the sukkah. But apparently, Rabbutai, Rashi is introducing that if you wanted to know what the chiddush of Rav is, I'm telling you now what Rashi says is the chiddush of Rav. That there are two separate halachas of a sukkah. And I'm going to use Rav Chaim's terminology. One is a halacha in the chetzer, and the other one's halacha in the gavra. What does this mean? The halacha in the chetzer is, according to Rashi, that a sukkah must have a roof. And the definition of a roof is it's got to be at least 50.1% must be covered. It's got nothing to do with how much shade is generated. It has something to do with the chefza of the sukkah itself. that whether you want to claim that the sukkah is a dira kavua or a dira ara'it, the common denominator of a dira is that it's got a roof over your head.
Where does halacha come from?
From this Mishnah, claims Rashi. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Therefore, according to the Gemara, Rav is not allowing any sukkah aniyah. He's not allowing a pauper's sukkah. We just put one little prance of sukkah and that's it. Rav will say, sure, sukkah aniyah is chashit. But there's a minimum coverage that we require. What's the minimum coverage? 50.1%. Then there is a halacha in the mitzvah of teishvu ke'en tadu. Teishvu ke'en tadu. What's that halacha? That aren't exactly. You don't sit in your house in the sun. That if you had a, if it was hot outside, and you had a roof in your house, and it had a hole in it, and the sun was pouring in, you're not sitting there. Where are you going to move your seat? To the shade. The requirement that it be more than 50% sale is not a halacha in the sukkah, that's a halacha in the gavra, in the kiyum hamitzvah of basukos teishvu shivas yom. That's how many achronim try to explain Rashi, what's running through Rashi's mind, and what the chidush, according to Rav, was. We started tonight's shir by saying, what chidush did Rav tell us? That if you have a sukkah, because the Gemara says that according to Rav, there's only one case. Sukkah hamidub leles, ushitzilsa meruba mechamsa. A sukkah which is a poor man's sukkah, not much schach, plus it has more shade than sun. So we asked, what halacha have we not learned yet? That you need more shade than... Of course it's kosher. What do I need it? In light of this Gemara, one understands what Rav is being mechadish. Rav is being mechadish that there is a two-tier element of chidush. The sukkah can be medulleles, provided, as Rashi said by us, 50% of the airspace is covered. Ushitzilsa meruba mechamsa is the flip side. That's not the lot, the halacha in the bar, in the bias. That's the halacha in the comfort of teishu came to do it. This is a fantastic chiddush. Because up until now, how did we understand the halacha of shade in a sukkah? How did we understand up until now that it's part of the definition of sukkah? That's correct. Rashi himself said, Al-Shem Hatzichuch Kari Sukkah. We never imagined that sale is a different halacha than in the construction of the sukkah itself. We never envisioned or ever used those words that it's a halacha in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Teish who came to do. Yes?
According to the Gabra aspect of it, the amount of socks you have, you need to have will be variable depending on what time of day it is and all the winning
time. Everybody here says that's a very good point. Obviously it depends what air, where the sun is.
Right.
So everybody says when it's up above and top of your head. That's the criteria. Is it going to be to the degree that you can do it, though? You're going to have to take back the Berman's laser scope, the telescope to see if it's exactly. But that's the area. That's why when I go make house calls to check areas, I always tell people, so they say, why don't you come over at night? You know, or come in Sunday morning. I say, I can't come Sunday. I got to come about midday.
But that's the book I read tomorrow. Because, what is it, Asteros Kanaim, was it take away the mountains that aren't, but that's around Stokoe?
Right. Yeah, the Gemara says.
So it's when the sun is above.
Correct. 100%. Yes.
If you say that the sin of sale is about the station, doesn't it open you up for the whole bit of Da'er, and whether it's a chiyuv even on the first day? You know, there was, you could conceptually start saying, I have a chiyuv to sit in the first night, even when there's more sale, because it's only a din in the Gavra, it's not a din in the end.
No. Because you could never create a case of mitzvah for the first night of Sukkot. With the sun. You could never...
The answer is yes.
I'll give you the machlokes. I know what you're talking about. The machlokes is the Rashba, who's the spokesman for all Chachamim and our Rambam.
Why is it, Rabotai, that if the first night is pouring rain, we have to sit and wait until Chatzais? To see if it stops raining. And if it doesn't stop raining, what are you supposed to do? You must eat the sukkah. You must make kiddush and eat kazayis, a bread in the sukkah. Why? Because we believe that the halacha of mitzar min sukkah doesn't apply to first night of sukkahs. Doesn't apply. So if it doesn't apply, of course it wouldn't be applicable. But assuming, like the Rashba, and 99% of all, and Rambam never heard of that difference, the halacha of mitzvah is applicable second day, third day, and the first night as well. So in theory, if you could have a situation where somebody had more sunlight in his sukkah, or he had a part of a sukkah, that it was kosher sukkah, but he had a part of the sukkah that was in the sun, he would be exempt based on his star in the first night if you could create a case of the sun being out the first night. Just speak to Yoshua, I'll arrange it for you. That's all. Yes.
Why is it Rashi, when Rashi is his first comment on the sukkah on Neil, why does he say, mention anything about that there should be more than 50% star?
Right, because that's a given. That's a separate, independent psul. Rashi's point of what Rav is saying is crystal. He knows what he's going to write later on in the Gemara. But Rashi makes another point, that if everything else would be met, but there is a gap of more than three, I can have 80%, I could have 90% of my airspace covered. But if there's a gap of three tefachim avi, the sukkah is busted. So Rashi's just alerting that if you don't want to cover every inch of the airspace, you've got plenty of latitude. With one thing in mind: don't create a gap of more than three tefachim, because once you do, no matter how much of the airspace is covered, schach postil ba'avir begilu tarkalach l'meishim sina. Nothing you can do about it. What?
On the
chesed.
One is that you can't have a gap more than three, and the other is that you have to have more than
three. Sounds like
that's the main point. What? Sounds like the main point, though.
What do you mean? No, I also thought that. That's why I read this Gemara. That's why I'm having you read this Gemara to show that this is, that you have to understand what Rav is saying through the perspective of this Gemara. I agree with you. Rashi, had he been a little more interested in telling us, you know, give me the blitz, instead of wasting my time reading, I would have been nice. But Rashi, I agree with you that he seems to be putting a very heavy premium on it without taking into consideration what he's saying here. Now, if you keep this in mind, you can see exactly where Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Now you'll appreciate my madness, why I'm doing it this way. Now go back to Gemara. Now go back to Shmuel. And you'll see in 2 seconds precisely where Shmuel disagrees. And if you're not going to see it, I'm not going to tell it to you. So we'll be sitting here for a while. Since the Monday night game doesn't mean much, who for me, who cares? So Shmuel said, Kana ole, kana yored. Okay? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi b'divur amaschol kana ole kana yored. Says Rashi, shelo hishve haschach lahashkiv hakanim ze'ez ozeh. He did not place the schach on one level to place them one next to the other. Ela echad lamala ve'echad lamata. Umitoch kach chamsa meruba mitzilsa. So right now, what exactly will be taking place in your sukkah? What will be taking place? There will be more sun than shade. The Ashmi'ina and Masnisen, the Chidush of our Mishnah is, according to Shmuel, the Amrinan, we will now say, Kol She'ilu Hayu Misuchachin Bishoda, had all of the Schach been placed on an equal level, Haisa tzilsa meruba mechamsa, then the net result would be that there is more shade than sun. Shade. Okay? Rabotai, don't use the word kanaga. Give me the objective loveness, the conceptual principle of what Shmuel's principle is. Tell me exactly what else, where does he disagree with Rav? Tell me where he disagrees with Rav. Based on how I just explained Rav, tell me the kernel of the machloikos. What does Shmuel say? Correct.
Rav is fabricating the halacha. There is no such halacha that you require sale as a din in what? Patient came to do with the God. That's nonsense.
There is only one halacha of shade. And what is that halacha related to? To the creating a kosher building. So even though right now you are going to be sitting in sunlight, I don't care how much sunlight you may be sitting. Because our Mishnah is mechadesh, that a super midulalas is okay. That if I can just make believe as if, what? The schach would be lowered, that would have created more shade. So this building is kosher, despite the fact that you will be sitting in agony, exposed to the sun the entire time.
It needs to have enough schach. No,
you have to have enough shade as a result of the schach. Shmuel can argue with two, that's a good point. He said something. Shmuel can argue on 2 points. Number one, he definitely disagrees with why that there is no halacha in the Davra experiencing shade. That's for sure, though. But you know what else he says? That Shmuel is also not interested in the definition of the building. What is important? What is not important? In the definition of the building, what's important? In the definition of the chassa? No. What's the definition of what's important? What? No, he didn't say that. He wants to shade. All you need is that if I can enact hypothetics, if I can imagine a situation, there will be more shade than schach, more shade than sun. Correct. Shmuel never said that there is a halacha that the majority of the airspace has to be covered. He never said it. There's only one requirement and one requirement only. Sale is a definition of what constitutes a kosher sun. But the sale doesn't have to be in actuality. The sale, as Oren just said, only has to be hypothetical. If we can somehow reconfigure the schach in such a fashion that hypothetically there would have been more shade, that's enough for me to kosher this. That's the machloikas between Rav and Shmuel. And tell you the truth, based on everything that we have been learning, Shmuel is 100% right. But the chintchidush with the addition, what's the added chidush of Shmuel? That up until now we didn't imagine that you can have hypothetical shade to create a kosher building. We imagined that you needed what type of shade? Actual shade. That's the chidush of sukkah meduvlele. So in effect, there's a two-kernel machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Yes?
According to what Rav is saying,
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Let's
can't you small to say that what he's saying is that if you conceptually level the schach to exactly the same level, then you and if you do that, you will have actually more schach, more covered than uncovered. Then that's what made it kosher. Not that if you lower it, then now you've got to see what the shade. Now you've got to see what the shade and the light is. If you lower it, now having lowered it all into the same level,
right.
And now you've got more space covered than
right.
Covered. That's what you're looking.
Where did you see that?
I'd say that's...
Who said that? I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. Did Rashi say that?
No.
Good. That's all I need. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi just said that if I were to lower it, what would now happen? There'd be more shade down here. That's all I need. What you're going to say might be a bias addendum in a second. Now let's read two more lines of the Gemara. Two more lines of the Gemara. Might be a bias addendum. So now let's read the Gemara. Rav, we're on the third line of the Gemara. Rav Tani Chada. Rav, as I said, believed that the Mishnah is in effect executing only one case. Midub Leles and Sukkah Shetzilsa Meruba Mechamsa is really the same case. Ushmuel Tani Chan. Shmuel believes that there, in effect there are two different cases in our Mishnah. Rav Tani Chada. Sukkah Midub Leles. Midul deles coming from dal, poor. Mekimi may offer dal, right? Which will now result shitzulsa meruba necham sekshera. Ushmuel tani tarte. My miduv leles, mibul deles. It's mixed up. What it means mixed up is that it's not exactly on the same level. Utarte katani. Sukka mibul belas kshera. And shitzulsa meruba mechamsa kshera. So of course, according to Shmuel, we will only have a problem with what? What's the chiddush of the second case? Who needed that altogether? Who needed it? I would have been much happier had the Gemara claimed, and in fact the way I explained it, you didn't need the Gemara. It's also one case. But what does the shitzulsa meruba mechamsa mean according to Shmuel? What would have happened? Ra'ui lihiyot silsa meruba mechamsa. Ra'ui lihiyot silsa meruba mechamsa. It would have been much better had the Gemara not isolated Shmuel and say it's two separate cases. I could learn it perfectly with one case. But I can't do it. The Gemara said so. Amar Abaye. Now let's listen to what Abaye is. Loi shanu. When do we say that Shmuel with Machshir, a hypothetical sukkah, where we look at the lowering of the schach, which potentially will now create more shade than sunlight, even though currently it doesn't exist? Loi shanu elo she'ein bein zeh lo zeh shloisha tfachim. That's only if there is no gap between an upper level beam and a lower level bamboo, no gap of at least 3 tefachim. What?
How do you measure?
With a ruler.
Diagonally,
vertically. Diagonally. If it's obviously not going to be on top of one another, diagonally. Take a ruler and go from one to the other. Because the halacha of lavud goes in all directions. Avol yesh bein ze lo ze gimul tfachim psula.
And you know he doesn't mean the other. In other words, if you had dropped it down horizontally, but I thought.
What?
And you know he doesn't mean take what I said before. A step further, as if it's dropped down.
I don't know. Because I don't know what would force me to say that.
Because he's already going on a set of steps that we view it as.
Okay, so what would you gain that way? What would you be gaining that way, which couldn't be accomplished by just learning it like a push at the layman, that the gap is exactly measured by the diagonal? Well, well, what do you have to be? Geometry, drop the hypotenuse. So now let's understand what Abai is saying. Let's understand what Abai is saying. Up until, how did we define Shmuel up until now? He creates the hypothetical shape. Says Abaye, and here's where Yehuda might be right. No. Abaye didn't understand Shmuel that way. Abaye only understood what? How did Abaye understand Shmuel? If he must have exactly three tefachim, if it's less than three tefachim, it's fine. But if the gap is going to be more than three tefachim between the upper level and a lower level one, absolutely no good. Why? Why? So now let's try to just say it a little sharper.
If you make the difference in the sets of the sukkah, then you have to add the roof together.
But apparently Abaye could not understand it the way we understood it. Namely, how did we understand Shmuel up until now? That as long as that there is a potential of shade, that's the only thing that counts. The only thing that counts, nothing else. What Abaye might be saying is, no, don't believe that Shmuel totally disregarded Rav's point. Rav's point had 2 points to it, remember, 2 points. One, there was a halacha that you got to have the shade on the ground. And Shmuel says, of course I don't agree with it. But there was a second halacha, which Rav said, that you must have what? Maximum coverage, at least 50% coverage. If you assume that Shmuel agrees with that, now you can understand what Abaye is saying. When can I have what? Two different levels, being maple leaf, hypothetically, that they're on the same level, so that I will now look at what? I will now look at what? That, 50, that more than 50% of the roof is covered, is if at least I can create some connection between this pole and that pole. How do I connect them? Is it based on the halachic level? Less than three tefachim, so now I can use my imagination that since they're together, so once they're together, I can combine them and add up the total covered space of the roof, and that's all I need. But if what? If there's more than a gap of three tefachim between the lower level and the upper level, despite the fact that I can hypothetically measure the shade, had it been lowered, had it been lower, there still would be more shade. That's not going to be enough. Why would it not be enough? Because I have no right to create one surface area with a pole that is up and up that has nothing to do with the next pole. Correct. In which case, what Abaye is doing, I believe, is narrowing the gap between Rav and Shmuel. Up until now, we had a very wide divide between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel came and kicked Rav in the butt twice and said, I disagree with you on both counts. Both counts. I don't think there is a halacha of sale to the Gavra. Plus, there is no such halacha of the heftza of the sukkah being the majority of it covered. There ain't no such animal. According to Abaye, apparently, that's not the case. One halacha, he tells Rav, I disagree with you, but in the other one, I agree with you, but I come up with this funny hypothetical case of creating it, but there's got to be some link between the upper one and the lower one. That link is severed if there is more than a gap of Gimel Tefachim, because you can't apply the halacha of Lachim. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. No. Rava's going to say, Afilu yesh bein zeh lo zeh shloisha tefachim. Even if there is a gap of what? More than three tefachim, it will be possible. Lo omron, it will be possible. Ela she'ein bigago tefach. Only if the upper level beam, the upper level pole, is not at least a tefach wide. Aval yesh bedago tefach, but if the upper level one has at least a tefach width, then even though it's more than three tefachim away from the lower level, it will be kosher. Why? De amrinan chavot rami. What is chavot rami? Chavot rami is another application of the halacha of good asik mechitza. Good asik means, this is the halacha we had in the past, good asik is the opposite of what's the halacha which goes up? No, that tikva is part of good asik. What's the halacha if it's 10 tefachim and it goes up to the heavens? Good asik. Yeah, good asik. Right. Good asik is the exact opposite. That once you have something up here, it's considered as if what? It keeps going down straight to the ground. What? No, not only horizontal. The illustration is as follows. Somebody had the following. He had a situation where there were roofs, just little roofs, consecutive little roofs in a courtyard. So the halakha of good achis says that, you know what? Don't just look at this as a roof, but imagine that what? That the tips of the roof do what? Extend all the way down to the floor. And not only do you have a lot of roof, what else do you have? You have mechitzas. You have walls. And the Gemara entertains making the sukkah that way. That the sides of the roof will just keep coming down, make believe you create the walls on both sides, and then you put up a little what? A little one tefach on the third side, and you have a kosher sukkah.
It's right angle?
It like creates like a right angle to it, correct. Comes along the Mishnah. This halacha of chabot rami is part of it. So it says, what does chabot rami mean? That if it's a tefach, just make believe as if it's going down from where it is, and keep lowering it. Well, where do you have to lower it to? You don't have to lower it away to ground level. What do you have to lower it to? Just to the other levels, to the other schach, to catch up to the other schach. Therefore, Rava said, even if what? The bottom level and the top level is more than three tefachim apart. But if I can create another halacha to what? To get these two on the same level. What halacha can I introduce to get them on the same level? Chavayit Rami, which is an offshoot of good achis. And if you have something that is at least a tefach, you have a right to lower it and consider as if this thing reaches all the way down to the ground. In this case, I don't need it to reach all the way down to the ground. Where do I have to reach it to? So the other level is chach. So it's more than three tefachim apart. Just imagine that it comes down here. Now it's all on the same level. If it's all on the same level, we now have more than 50% of the airspace covered. More than 50% of the airspace covered. Yes.
Does Rava hold this halacha?
Does Rava who?
Does Rava hold the halacha of
Rami? I can't imagine he does. I've never seen. It's part of the halacha l'maishim yisinai of good asik, of good achis.
Then Rava would agree with Shmuel in the case of staggered sukkah
for the kosher. I don't know if Rav,
not necessarily, because you could drop it down and still have less than 50%, and have, you could have 50% and have some...
Correct, no, but what he's saying is,
you could drop it down,
but what he's saying is, very simply, if I could have dropped, let's assume according to Rav, I could have accomplished whatever my criteria are. In other words, if Rav's criteria could have been met,
through split level with Rav disagree.
If both of Rav's criteria would have been met, would Rav agree in the world make-believe as well? What you're asking is, sure, would the halacha of Chavot Rami in effect automatically create the halacha of automatic, of make-believe, of hypothetical?
No.
Why not?
Because it's a function of nature. That's the whole, it's a function of the experience itself.
Okay, but
you can't say, hypothetically, it's not raining.
Okay,
and
how about for the first halacha? The other
parts.
You're right. According to the way Shmuel is structured, the way it's designed right now, you're going to be sitting in the sun. Rav says that's automatically possible. That's a very good point. That just because halakhically I can make believe it's that way, that doesn't mean that the Shumtesh who came to do Rav will allow it. That's correct.
Right.
But maybe the other halakha would be okay. The other halakha, which is just creating airspace coverage, that might be the other thing. I don't know. That's a good question.
You can ask this also for his Abaye. Why not the Rav?
What?
Why is the question in Rava's explanation and not Abaye's?
No, because Abaye...
You also have a situation where which allows, when they are within three, the same question, right?
It's not the
Yeah, okay, it might be the same question. But in both cases, the way to wiggle out is that Rav had a second criteria. In both cases. Correct? That's correct. Right. Now, Tosfos, Tosfos asks a very simple kasha on Shmuel, the way Rava has explained it, is the following. Once we accept the principle of make-believe, of hypothetical, why do I need... here's the answer to Tosfos' question, but I'll tell you what Tosfos' kasha is. Once I imagine that the shade would have been created by hypothetically lowering it, why do I need that there should be any connection between the two things? Who needs it? So what? So there's no connection. They're 3 miles apart. It's more than 3 fachim apart. If the only thing that I need is what? The hypothetical connection of what? Of the hypothetical potential that what? That there was more shade, and when you drop it, that would create more shade. Who cares that they're not halakhically next to each other? What does that bother you? That's about Tosfos' kasha. Because Tosfos couldn't believe the way we express the answer then. That what? Correct, that Shmuel would buy into one of the halakhs of Rav. He couldn't believe it. He believes that there's only one, that the divide between Rav and Shmuel is a complete one. Once he believes that the divide between Rav and Shmuel is a complete one, automatically he asks this question, why do I need that there should be some connection between the lower level and the... Just create Shmuel's halacha of make-believe. What are you making believe? If the lower thing had been the same, there would have been enough shade. That's correct. That's correct. Good. Okay. This is not easy Gemara. It's not easy to come up, but I think we explained it well. One, just technical note. Next week the share will be Tuesday night, not Monday night. Tuesday night, is that okay? Anybody who definitely can come? One person? Okay. It'll be on tape. Shemi, it'll be on tape. But next week the share is Tuesday.